Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. I'd like to give all thanks, all praise, all glory, all honor to the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and Redeemer of the world. Let everything that have breath praise Him by saying, Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. I am honored to be on the broadcast today. It is truly a blessing. It is truly an honor. We've had audio problems, audio difficulties, and we appreciate all of those that were patient enough to stay on. We praise the Almighty that He has blessed us to be able to be on the airwaves. And I pray that the true and living Elohim protect this broadcast and all others like it, and that He put a curse on anyone that would cause a sabotage to His words. Let everything that have breath praise Him by saying, Hallelujah. It is a blessing today to be on live, because today is actually the first day that we would have celebrated in our land called the Feast of Tabernacles. And so we praise the Almighty today. As a matter of fact, we want all of our listeners today that are blessed to listen in. We want you to know that we're going to have a teaching at the House of Israel of Atlanta today at 6 p.m. At 6 p.m., you can go on to www.houseofyisraelatl.org. That's houseofyisraelatl.org. You can listen, and at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in different time zones, central time zone, that's 5, and all the others according to its time. But we praise Yahweh that today we're live, and we're going to be live talking and teaching about the great Feast of Tabernacles. We can't celebrate it, but we can surely talk about it and acknowledge this great day, the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And I praise Yahweh for today, because today we have a great subject. And I praise the mighty Yahweh that He has truly blessed us today. to even know who we are, those of us that do. And those of us that don't, and it may be your first time listening, we want to tell you that the Almighty loves you. The Almighty wants you to return unto Him, you being His chosen people. And when I say you, I'm speaking of the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this world, because you are the Creator's chosen people. And anyone else across the earth that would like to hear the words that Yahweh gave to His chosen servant, the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the earth, we welcome you to listen in. Because today's broadcast is going to affect everyone. And so we praise Yahweh. We thank the mighty Yahweh. And we're going to see, we're going to check this out to see if we can have a song to praise the mighty Yahweh right now, so that we can start this great broadcast on the remnant. The remnant. Hallelujah.
Yahweh Elohim, must live my life within His law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of His testimony. Man, who made the heavens? Who made the earth and the sea? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uzziah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge Him in all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in His holy name. I know that Yahweh is King. Yeah, He will redeem us out of this hell. We His people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overturned by His curse. I am every to Yah, for the better on earth. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all His ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without Him, just and right is He. Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, He is righteous. The foundation of justice. Only if you trust His laws and His statutes, precepts and His covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all His ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Can you relate? The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the holy man is to fear Yahweh Elohim. And to keep His commandments, one day there will be a famine. Not prepared no for those to hear the words of Yahweh. But they will not get an answer so why it's truly committed. Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsel are of old, are faithful and true. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can't never get enough of that beautiful song sung by a beloved brother, son, spiritual son of mine named Eliah, great brother in the laws of Yahweh. And I praise Yahweh that He's given us all His words and His commandments and His statutes. And it is truly an honor to be a Hebrew Israelite. And I praise Yahweh that He has called on a small few that He said He was going to save from the four winds of the earth. And that is those that were faithful to him and kept his commandments. And we find that the Almighty puts a name on these people, and he calls them the remnant. That's what he called them, that righteous remnant. Now, there's other words, such as the saints. And so, in other words, Yahweh identifies his faithful, the ones that he loves. So are you blessed today? If you're blessed today to be on this broadcast to hear, then truly, it's going to be a wonderful broadcast for you, because Yahweh wants us to do something that he required of all flesh. And I got to show it to you. It's recorded in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse. Here's what Yahweh said. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Hallelujah. It says, for this is the whole duty of man. Now, the word duty was added because this is the whole man. This is what makes up our reason for us to be here. And my people, it's so important that we know what our purpose is, so that you can know exactly what it takes to be part of this great elite few people. Oh, my people, you need to see what Yahweh has to say concerning his holy ones. That's another name that he calls for his little chosen, for those that fear him and keep his commandments. And first, I would like for us to turn our Bibles to the book of Zephaniah. Let's go to the book of Zephaniah and see what Yahweh told his servant Zephaniah concerning the few people that he's going to bring back in Zephaniah, the third chapter. Let's go there. Zephaniah, chapter 3. And let's look at the characteristics of such a few amount of people. Now, here it is. Now, these people are not going to call themselves Christians, nor are they going to call themselves Muslims, nor are they going to call themselves someone that is of an Islamic faith. They're not going to endorse any of the modern day, past day, future day philosophies, ideologies, and religions of anyone at all. But what they're going to do is they're going to remember their own inheritance. They're going to remember where they came from. They're going to remember what happened to their ancestors. They're going to remember the things that led them into the countries in which they have been scattered. Because the remnant is a nation of people from the same nation. Yahweh, when he calls a remnant, he means the few Israelites or the righteous that is familiar with him and the way of life that he gave his people. So let's understand. Our ancestors, they're going to be part of that remaining few that's going to be left in the land. Our ancestors, such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're going to be there. Oh, you can rest assured they're going to definitely be there because they were righteous. They were not Israelites. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was an Israelite because that was his name was changed to. But Abraham and Isaac was not an Israelite Because Abraham and Isaac are the grandfather and the father of Israel, their son, whose name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And all the other righteous that was before Abraham of his fathers, they're going to be there. Noah is going to be there. Oh, yes. Enoch, who was taken into heaven, he's going to be there. Elijah, who was taken into heaven, he's going to be there. All the righteous are going to be there. And I want us to be there. I want us all to be there. But to get there, look what Yahweh said in the book of Zephaniah, the 3rd chapter, the 12th verse. It reads, I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahweh. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouths. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Hallelujah. Now the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. I sure hope, my brothers and sisters, that believe in a Yahshua, that believe in Christ of the New Testament of the Bible, that believe in ALLAH, that have dedicated their lives to fake religions, and even some of my Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters that know Yahweh and know what his commandments entail and know there's no God beyond Yahweh. I'm about to speak to you because I love all y'all. Check this out. In order for you to be part of this, where he said in the 12th verse, I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people. Poor and afflicted means they're going to be humbled, pressed down, bowed down to the will of Yahweh. And they're going to trust in the name of Yahweh. They're going to trust what he said because they're going to live in it. And then he gives characteristics of the remnant. Let's look at it. He said in the 13th verse, and I do encourage anyone that wishes to call in and ask a question or make a comment, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. That's right. And hit the number 1. And we are going to put you on the air. Area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. That's going to give us a signal. And you can start right now if you like. Because once you hit the number 1, it'll automatically give us a signal that you have a question or a comment. And we will put you on the air. Praise Yahweh. In the meantime, the 13th verse of Zephaniah, the 3rd chapter, says that the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity. That means they're not going to do evil. They're going to be real faithful in not doing anything that's going to make them guilty when judgment day hits. That's what it means. They won't do iniquity. They won't make themselves guilty of presumptuous sins. They will not do things against Yah's laws. Another characteristic is they won't speak lies. Now, that's heavy. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouths. Now, if you are a person that's, whether you know Yahweh fully or not, but you found out that that we as black descendants of slaves are the children of Israel. But you speak lies, and you have a deceitful tongue found in your mouth. And some of you all have a deceitful tongue found in your mouth, and you don't know it's deceitful. Some of you do know your tongues are deceitful, and some of your tongues don't know you're speaking lies, because you're speaking some of the same lies that the plantation owners, the slave masters, beat into our people when they told us that Christ or Yahshua or J-E-S-U-S died for your sins. Now you're speaking lies, because if you believe that, and you believe that he still died for you, despite Yah's law in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 16, where he clearly tells us that every man shall die for his own sins, then you're speaking lies, and you won't be part of the remnant. If you are an Israelite who know you shouldn't serve no other god, and you serve Yahweh, but guess what? In order for you to fit in and not hurt people's feelings, you would listen and sit under lies, and you would take up for liars. Guess what you're doing? This is iniquity, because now you're not standing for the truth. Now you're not speaking up for the truth. Now you're not supporting that which is lawful and right. But you will not say anything, so you're guilty. This is iniquity. This is why it's so important that you take up for Yahweh, speak the truth, teach the truth, and stand up for the truth. Because it's not many, my people, that's going to be valiant for the truth. They're not going to be strong for the truth. And you must understand, in order for you to be part of this remnant, you must be strong and courageous to stand up for what's right. And you got to be able to speak up for what's right. Because a lot of people, my people, they're not that strong. They're not that valiant enough to stand for the truth and to stay in the fire. So this is what I want you to see. I want you to look at Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 9. Let's go to Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, and see what thus said Yahweh. Because Yahweh is my Savior. Yahweh is my king. Yahweh leads me, and I thank him for it. I don't want nobody else beyond Yahweh to lead me and my family and our people, my people, his people. I don't want nobody else but Yahweh. Hallelujah. And in Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, look at what Yahweh said. In verse 1, this is what it reads. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bows for lies. But they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil. They know not me, said Yahweh. Hallelujah. You better meditate on this, my people. You better meditate on this. You don't even want to be around people who don't take up for Yahweh's truth. You don't. You don't want to be around people like that. You want to be around people who's not afraid to say what thus said Yahweh, no matter what. If Yahweh's words hurts my feelings, so what? I'm going to get over it. Because guess what? I love his truth, his laws, his statutes and commandments. And you should too. Because guess what? They're true and they're righteous all together. And the only way you're going to be saved, the only way you're going to be part of the great remnant is that you're going to have to be able to be valiant for the truth. Now, you need to know, what does the word valiant mean? Because a lot of people do not even know what this word means, to be valiant for the truth. Now, we're going to look at this word for a minute because it's very important. What did Yahweh say about his words while we're looking at this meaning? I'll show you what he said about his word. Go to Proverbs 30. Proverbs, the 30th chapter, and I'll show you what he said about his words. I'll show you how important they are that we define his words, because this is what Yahweh has said. Proverbs, the 30th chapter, the 5th verse, it says, every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Hallelujah. Lest he reprove thee, and you be found to be a liar. He said every word of Elohim is pure. That means it's unadulterated. That means it's stainless steel, stable. It's true, and it stands forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. Just read Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse, and you'll see what I just said. Because every word of Elohim is pure. It's been tried and tested 7 times, purified. And he is a shield unto them that put the trust in him. Don't add, don't take away, because he's going to reprove you, and you'll be found to be a liar. Valiant for the truth. The word valiant comes from the Hebrew word gabar, which means to be strong, to be insolent, to prevail, like our father Jacob did. He wrestled all night with an angel. And the name that Jacob, our forefather, had, which was changed to Israel, Israel means he that has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. Hallelujah. That's what the name means. We have power with man, and more importantly, we have power with our Yahweh. We could call on him when we need him, and he'll be there for us if we keep his commandments. We could call on him. See, don't you know, my people? Everybody think they can call on Yahweh. But don't you know that every man in the world could not call on the Almighty? Everybody can't call on him. And if you didn't know that, you need to see this. Because it's very important that you know that every man cannot call on Yahweh's holy name. Just go to Genesis, the 4th chapter, and see it for yourself. Genesis chapter 4, starting at the 25th verse. This is what it says. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For Elohim said, she has appointed me, or for Elohim said she, has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son. And he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Because as I said, my people, every man cannot call on the name of Yahweh. Matter of fact, the Almighty don't even give his name to everyone. That's why, until many people have heard the words of Yahweh, even this broadcast and broadcasts like this throughout the years, they didn't even know the name of Yahweh. I didn't know the name of Yahweh till years ago. I thought his name was G-O-D, which is dog spelled backwards. I thought his name was just the L-O-R-D, and then I found out that these two titles, they clearly come from idols of the heathen who enslaved us. So the Most High is letting you know. The Most High is trying to tell us that we better trust in him. He's a shield unto you when you put your trust in him. Don't add to his words, lest he'll reprove you. And you'll be found to be a liar. And I find it very necessary to stress this little time that we have to talk about the word valiant. I wanted you to see this word. Because a lot of my brothers and sisters are not strong. They're not insolent. They're insolent in the wrong way. That means they're strong to take up for false gods. They're strong to speak up for lies and deceits. And many of our brothers and sisters, sad to say, would sit under a lying preacher and a lying teacher just because for the sake of what they want and not what Yahweh is looking for in the earth. Do you realize strength is what we need? Strength is what we should be praying for from Yahweh to keep his commandments, because you got to be strong to keep his commandments. To be part of that remnant, you're going to have to be strong. You're going to have to be valiant. For instance, go to Joshua. And see what Yahweh told Joshua. And then you'll see. This is what Yah told Joshua in the first chapter of Joshua, starting at verse 6. Look what he says. Yahweh said, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide in inheritance the land, which I swear unto your fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For Yahweh thy Elohim is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And Yahweh was with Joshua until he had some doo-doo in the camp. Once he had some doo-doo in the camp, once Achan took the Babylonian coat and some silver and hid it under his tent, then they start losing battles. And Joshua was wondering, what in the world is going on? What in the world is going on while we're losing? Yahweh, you said you were going to bring us out. But what has happened? I don't understand it. And you got to see this. Because I want to read a few verses in Joshua, the 7th chapter, so you can understand when Yahweh said, be valiant for the truth, in order to be part of that remnant. You can't speak lies. You can't have no iniquity, do no iniquity, and not a deceitful tongue shall be found in our mouths. You can't try to deceive people to make them think that you somebody that you're not. And you don't want to deceive people to defraud them. For Yahweh let Joshua know in Joshua the 7th chapter, in the 8th verse, or the 7th verse, Joshua said, alas, O Yahweh Elohim, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to Elohim we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Yahweh, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ us round about. Environ means surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And don't you know, my people, that is exactly what the heathen has done to your great name that Yahweh gave your father Jacob to wrestle all night long to get, just so we can get the names of Israel, which means he that has power, as we mentioned earlier, with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. And that great name that Yahweh gave our father Jacob to give to us. Many of our people are not valiant for the name. They are content at being Mr. Johnson, Mr. Jones, Mr. Box, Mr. Weaver, you name it. And everything I just name is an occupation. Because if you talk to a heathen and ask him about most of these names that we have, that they gave us on the plantations, most every one of them come from a job or an occupation, like Box and Weaver and Smith. Do you understand? That's why they found it necessary to take our names. And this is what Yahweh said in the 10th verse unto Joshua. Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon your face? Israel have sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have taken of the accursed thing and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore except you destroyed the accursed from among you. Do you understand? Oh, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus said Yahweh Elohim of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and sisters, especially if you all that believe in Yahshua, that believe in J-E-S-U-S, that believe in the false gods of the Arab nations of people when they told you about A-L-L-A-H. Don't you know? A-L-A-H is really a translation of a word that means oak, piece of wood. And Yahweh prophesied in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, that we were going to serve gods of wood and stone. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. He said we were going to serve gods of wood and stone. And we are, as a people. Our people are still serving the wood gods. You know, the one that died on a piece of wood. The one whose name is A-L-L-A-H, which means oak. So let's go back to the book of Zephaniah and speak about this remnant. Speak about what thus said Yahweh concerning this remnant. Because a lot of our people think that as long as they believe in their heart that someone paid the price for their sins, that they don't have to worry about keeping no laws and no commandments. But look what Yahweh wants you to know in the book of Zephaniah. Yahweh said again in verse 13. He said, Zephaniah 3, verse 13, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. This is what Yahweh said. Furthermore, he said, and by the way, again, if you have a question or a comment, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 after you dial that number, and we will put you on the air. We already have a few callers right now with hit number 1, and we're going to get to you at 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, which is just a few minutes away. This is what Yahweh said in verse 14. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Yahweh has taken away your judgment. He has cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel, even Yahweh, hallelujah, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. See, that's what the remnant going to look forward to. They're not going to see evil no more. Yahweh said furthermore, in that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. Yahweh thy Elohim is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. He said, I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Remember that. Remember this verse. He said, I'm going to gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. That's the ones I'm going to gather. Now, you got to know, what do he mean when he says solemn assembly? They're sorrowful for the solemn assemblies. Could it be that he's saying that some of the people that he's going to gather, that the gathering of the remnant is going to be people who are sorrowful for the great solemn assemblies that we could not keep when we are in captivity, but we can only just talk about it. But because we have to obey Yahweh's laws, and because there were things that we only did in the land and we were commanded to only do there, could it be that he's going to save those that were faithful to him in captivity?
and didn't try to keep a Passover when he said it only to be kept in Jerusalem? That didn't try to keep the Feast of Tabernacles because he said it was only to be kept in Jerusalem? Or the Feast of Weeks? Or the Feast of Unleavened Bread? Could it be? Yes, it is. Those are the ones he's going to gather back. He's talking to the remnant that wish they could be in the land in peace and harmony and celebrate the great solemn assemblies. But they're going to be sorrowful because they're going to be faithful to Yahweh and not try to overstep his law. In the 19th verse, behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land, including Babylon, where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, said Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is going to give the righteous remnant praise and fame in every place where we have been put to shame. And that's just about all over the earth. So everybody going to know the remnant. Because the remnant going to live forever. The remnant is not going to endure violence no more. Let me show you some things, my people. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. Let's go to Ezekiel, chapter 14. In the time that we have left before we open the phone lines at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's see what it says in Ezekiel chapter 14. Because the Almighty wants you to know what the remnant stands for and all the characteristics of the remnant. So if you're a liar, if you like to take up for lies and speak lies, you know, some people say that Christ died for your sins. And, of course, no one can die for your sins except you. So you're lying. So you're setting yourself up not to be part of the remnant. Some of you all believe that a day starts in the evening. Well, guess what? You're setting yourself up not to be part of the remnant. I better repeat that one, because there's so many of our people who believe that a day begins in the evening, which is the last part of the day. Well, when you think that a day starts in the evening and you speak that, and oh my goodness gracious, if you teach that, wow, then you're really setting yourself up for punishment, and definitely, you're definitely not going to be counted with the remnant, with the righteous, with the saints, because you're a liar, because the day starts in the morning. And Yahweh told us, even for the Sabbath day, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. As you'll never see the word Sabbath night for the seven-day Sabbath. You might see where he told us to keep the Day of Atonement on the 10th day of the month, and that for the affliction would start on the day in that evening prior, from evening to evening. That's a different time of Sabbath. That's a different type of Sabbath. There were different Sabbaths. Every word you see the word Shabbat is not the same exact thing for the meaning that defines its holy day that it attains to. We had Sabbaths of years, which was every 7 years. We have Sabbath day, which is every seventh day of the week. We have Sabbaths that go along with other feast days, such as the Feast of Unleavened Bread has a day of rest. That's what all Sabbath means. It means Rest. Cease. Stop what you're doing. In Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, look what Yahweh said furthermore concerning the remnant. Very important that you see this. He said in verse 19, or if I send a pestilence into the land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, said Yahweh Elohim, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. For thus said Yahweh Elohim, how much more when I send my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword and the famine and the pestilence and the northern beast, to cut off from it man and beast. Yet, check this out, verse 22 of Ezekiel 14. Yet, behold, therein shall be left remnant that shall be brought forth. Behold, both sons and daughters, they shall come forth unto you, and you shall see their way and their doings. Talking about the remnant. Sound like some busy people. Sound like some adults and youth. He said they're going to come forth unto you, and you're going to see their ways and their doings. So they're not just going to be somebody that loves the remnant. You can rest assured they, when they do speak, they're not going to be lying to you. You can rest assured that even if you don't agree with them, be faithful to Yah's truth, because they're going to be valiant and strong for the truth. Because all through Scripture, you'll find that the remnant is going to be a strong people. For instance, he said, and you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doings, and you shall know that I have not done without cause, that means without a good reason, all that I've done in it, said Yahweh Elohim. Hallelujah. So, when a lot of our people are destroyed on the day of judgment, when they had people to say, I don't believe that garbage you're talking about. I trust in Christ. I believe Yahshua died for me. I believe a day starts in the evening because I know Hebrew. I know the language. Well, guess what? Look what Yahweh prophesied concerning our Hebrew language and every other language upon the earth. Now, you got to see this. You got to see this, because if you've taken up for what the Jewish man has taught most of the people, which ain't nothing more than lies and deceit, then you're going to have to witness to this, because I'm here to tell you, when it comes to lies, they know how to multiply lies. Don't you know? They're trying to take your place. They're trying to take your place. They want to throw you off. Because Yahweh said in the book of Malachi, he has indignation for Esau forever. Oh, that's it. So what they're doing, if they want to take you with them, they want to lie and make you think that they're correct. So you follow their moons. You follow their dark moons when you can't see nothing. Don't you know, my people? You should be valiant for the truth. Now, I'm going to show you what Yahweh said concerning languages, because a lot of our people caught up in that, and it's all good. Don't get me wrong. It's good to know the little Hebrew language that we have today. But my people, I'm here to tell you, don't trust in the language that come from modern Hebrew, that come from what some people tell you ancient Hebrew, because don't none of them know the true language that Yahweh gave us. But guess what? Yahweh showed us his truth, and most of us that hear what I'm saying right now don't know a lick of Hebrew language. Guess what? It didn't take you to know the Hebrew language for you to find out the truth about yourself and Yahweh and his laws, did it? Admit it to yourself. So this is what Yahweh let us know concerning the languages of the earth. If you turn your Bibles to the book, and I want you to see this, go to Zephaniah 3. Zephaniah chapter 3, and look at what Yahweh said. And this is deep. And we're about to open the lines up. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 after you dial that number. We're going to put you on the air for your questions or comments. That's in 1 minute. Check this out. Zephaniah, the third chapter. Look what Yahweh said in verse 7. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. However, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, wait ye upon me, said Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination, check this out, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my fury, my indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Hallelujah. You better take heed to that. So if you caught up in the Esau's language, the white man's language, the Arab language, Yahweh letting you know his whole determination, if you want to know the inside scoop of the truth, is to gather these nations together and pour out his fierce anger because of his jealousy for what they did to you all over the world. Ninth verse. For then, check this out, for then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. Hallelujah. There you have it. That's why people are not serving him, in most cases, with one consent, because they think some of these languages is just as pure as the clean snow that Yah brings. And that's why many of them are lost. Hallelujah. We're about to open the phone lines up. And our first caller, let's see. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We have a caller on area code 404. Caller, you're on the air. Caller? We have a caller on area code 360. Caller, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray. This is
Shalom, shalom, my beloved
Safaria.
Sister. How you doing, Safaria?
I am doing awesome, as usual. And, you know, I have a comment and a question. And
sure.
The first comment is that you read Joshua chapter
yes.
1 and 6 and 8. That entire chapter, that's one of my favorite scrolls in throughout Torah and the Tanakh. And I love Joshua 1:8 and this, you know, the book of the law. And I just love
right.
it. And I meditate on that one. But I have a question. In Jeremiah chapter 30, and I know you didn't hit too much on it, but I was wondering, could you read Jeremiah 30, verse 6? And would that have something to do with what we're talking about today about the remnant and the males? I asked this yesterday, and I don't know if you were able to get to it, but if you could just read it and it kind of explain it to me. And would this
absolutely,
tie into
my
the study today?
Well, praise Yahweh, and I absolutely will answer that. And I know that I had spoke to some of you all, my beloved brothers and sisters, concerning Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, and I'm very glad that you looked upon it because we're going to definitely talk about it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about it now, and I'm going to talk about it some today at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when we have our services at the House of Israel. We're going to be speaking about the Feast of Tabernacles. Can't celebrate it, but we're going to acknowledge this great day that we used to celebrate so that we'll know what it entails and why we shouldn't try to keep it in this land. So I thank you for
Hallelujah.
Bringing me to the temple. Hallelujah. It says in Jeremiah 30, verse 6, he said, "Ask ye now and see whether a man does travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins? As a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness." Well, this is what lets you know that Yahweh even gives a man a limitation of anger and stress, because that's
mm-hmm.
exactly what this is speaking of. Yahweh said it's going to get so bad that
mm-hmm.
ask now, see whether a man does travail with child, because you have a lot of brothers now that are so frustrated about like a woman that's in labor because they can't find a job, they can't have seem to have enough money to open a business, and it's become to be very frustrating. Many of them don't know the answers to things because they don't know Yahweh, they don't keep his laws, and it's sad to say, but that's what the Almighty is letting us know, that it's going to be so bad, and it already is getting to that. He said, "Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail?" So in other words, it's not that Yahweh going to start making men have babies or go into labor, but their pains, their anguish, and the anger and frustration of the things that's going on now is going to be almost so frustrating. It's about like a man in labor, because that's how bad it's getting, and that's how bad before it's over, before we leave this place, it's going to get. That's what he's trying to tell us.
I appreciate it. You know, symbolically, what do you think that would show that maybe because we are getting close to the return of Yah, that our 400-year
yes,
captivity is coming to an end, that maybe the more people are hearing and coming aware and being told and listening that they're being told that we are Israel, that maybe this is on the male to birth this out?
Yes, well, you know what?
I mean, the scenario
that you gave, because you're right on the money, because the man holds the greater responsibility. And deep inside, a real man knows when he's not doing everything he's capable of. And in a lot of cases, the black man has been held back from so many things because we haven't been acknowledging Yahweh, we haven't been doing his laws. And you'll find that it's only going to be a few men left when Yahweh get through with destroying the earth. It's only going to be a few. He said in the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter, that a man, to find a man, is going to be like finding precious gold. That's how few men going to be left. Also, in the book of Isaiah, the 24th chapter, he lets you know that it was only going to be a few men left. Matter of fact, I'm going to read that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 24.
Okay.
Let's look at Isaiah 24 and see this great prophecy that is being taken place as we speak. And here's the reason why. Verse 4, it says, the earth mourneth and fadeth away. The earth languisheth and fadeth away. The halted people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. That means they're guilty. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. And it's already a few men. If they're not in jail or prison, if they're not a punk, sissy, or a homosexual, if they're not dead, then most of them you can't get to, our sisters, because there's only a few real men left. And a real man fears Yahweh. And they're very rare, sister. They're very rare.
Yes. Oh, yes. I know. But I it's just something that we were talking about last night. And it's just like the true men that know Yah, men that are walking in this truth, that are walking in the ways of Yah, that are being covered by Him and Him only, that they are going through these birth pains, not just the ones that are just out here that we know that they're suffering, but the suffrage that they know this truth and is trying to acknowledge, trying to get the others to acknowledge and to return back to Yah. Would that be like something that they are going through birth pains? You know it's coming.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You know
ma'am.
It's going to happen to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And then it
also,
is their weight, because the men are to lead and to be leaders.
Yeah, that's within
leaders
all
in the
of
community.
Us. That's right. That's absolutely right. That's why Yah said in Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, the 18th verse, with much wisdom come much grief. So we cry for our brothers and sisters. That's why in Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, the Creator said for the angel to put a mark upon the foreheads of those that sigh and cry for the abominations that the people have done. So all of us, Yahweh, when He said Israel is going to be like a woman in travail, and a man is going to be, have you ever heard of a man holding his loins like a woman in travail? He's speaking of all us, all of us, all of us in some way or matter. As I mentioned in the beginning of this broadcast, all of us is being affected by this, by His judgments. So, but nevertheless, the scriptures say, on the other hand, happy is he that keepeth the law, because there's a lot of things that those that know Yahweh and keep His laws, that we already know what the end is going to be, and we already know why we're in the conditions that we're in. So that's why the righteous, the remnant, they're going to be busy keeping the commandments. They're going to be busy trying to enlighten their people. So you're right on the money, sister. You're right on the money, and I appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much, Murray, and I'll be listening in this evening. So shalom, shalom.
Well, hallelujah. We love you, sister. Praise Yahweh. Can't wait
praise
to hear
Yah.
Your voice during that time. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We have another caller on area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Murray.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Every time I hear the teachings about the remnant, I just get excited because
hallelujah.
I think time is getting closer for us to go. And even though our kids are being that number, I'm working every
your
day.
Your phone is fading a little bit. My sister?
Her.
I can hear you a little bit better. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me get this.
Sure.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I said,
even though I can't say for sure that I will be in the remnant, I'm working hard every day.
Hallelujah.
To work towards righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And I pray that Yah bless us, those who are striving, upholding these laws.
That's right.
Implementing them every day, that we will be in that remnant.
That's right, sister.
And I praise Yah for the teachers that are giving us the truth, and we know it's the truth because we can look right in the script and see every word of what thus saith Yah.
Yes, ma'am.
So I praise the mighty Yah for his great prophet, Maury Alicia, who was with us
yes.
for a
Hallelujah.
While. And I praise Yah for this word that he left here to save us, Israel. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. I love you, Sister Elder Adia. Praise Yahweh for your great word, because I agree with everything you said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh. We have another area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Maury. How can I?
Shalom, my beloved brother, Elijah. How you doing?
Our brother's doing hallelujah, you know, 7 times 7. I mean, you know, just heard my baby sister, you know, give her praise and sentiments. Heard
yes.
the sister before that, and Yah has got you conducting a brilliant show. It's a masterpiece.
Praise Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Praise Yahweh. I am so delighted that Yah has worked his will through Maria Alicia, who we know now with more convincing proof that he was a prophet, because the service that he brought to us from Yahweh, it was surely needed. And
yes.
you made everything definitive and categorized it according to the same way he set it down, the same way Jeremiah set it down, the way Isaiah brought it, set it down, the prophet Daniel, all the way on back. And brother, to the sister who was, you know, trying to find a comparison of what men should be doing, you know, you said it well, that there's only going to be a few men. They're going to be precious like gold. And that means men who are not afraid to be alive today to what thus saith Yah.
Hallelujah.
When Elisha, yes, sir. And if I can be real brief, you know, even Maury Alicia was saying that he didn't care about anybody being against how he stood, because he got it figured out right, and Yahweh went on to bless him with brilliant enlightening for us. And for those of us who are following that lead, we see how we're faring. We know that we have chance. We know that we have hope. We know
yeah.
that we have faith. And we know that we don't have the cart placed before the horse. So
hallelujah.
I just love that you did what you did for the listening audience, to let them know, if you want to come out of this, look toward Yahweh and count on Yahweh. That's what
hallelujah.
I believe, that the prophet that Yah has said is going to come as a witness. And we can understand a remnant by the prophet Enoch
yes.
and by the prophet Elijah.
Yes.
They were just examples from Yah that if you work good and early and you believe in me, you can rise up to the top. So
that's
we
right.
know that we're on the right way according to what you just told the listening audience. Yah said, whatever you establish, establish with two or more witnesses. And I'm another witness, and I affirm what's been going on as far as what the heathen say a situation. But we know Yahweh is in control. And I mean, I just thank you, my brother Elkanah, you most wonderful, Moray. I was a witness to seeing you under the kitchen of the Maury Alicia, you know, the prophet in our midst. And I saw things that you know, Yasser has published these things, and I'm busy doing what I need to do. But I assure you, all that I've seen, I know that I could be faithful with you brothers because I know what you came up under. I knew how brilliant you were in the first place, and then to see where you're shining from and to see this connectivity with y'all's life, it's amazing. It's horrible on the other side where they don't understand. But on this side where we are, praise y'all, and we're going to carry this light on through Yaakov, and then we're going on to the Gentiles, like y'all said, in the order that he's established. So, brother, brilliant. That's my commentary. And, you know, what do you want to say to me? Because I know I'm on fire with what y'all got me feeling.
Hallelujah. Well, praise Yahweh. All I can say is praise y'all. All praise, all honor, all glory belong to him. And speak his words. I'm honored to teach his words as all the teachers of the house of Israel. And we thank Yahweh because the Almighty has given us in our lifetime the man of Elohim. He gave us Moriah Elisha, the prophet of the Most High, as you said earlier. And, of course, it showed in the proof of the things that he speak of the truth of the Most High. So I'm thankful and I'm honored just to be as a student under him, because the Almighty blessed this man to be able to open the eyes of various people through the word of Yahweh, that when a day starts, something as simple as when a day begins, something as simple as how we count our days, and his covenants. And so I'm not only that, and there's a number of other things. If it wasn't for Yahweh blessing this man to have a heart, to have the people to gather together three times in a year all over the country, at least in the United States, we are calling on all of our brothers and sisters, no matter what faith they're in or religion they're caught up in. Out of love, y'all put it on his heart. So, of course, we just going to follow the course and the blueprint and outline that Yahweh went through his prophet Elisha. So I praise Yahweh for your kind words. And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, my beloved brother.
And Maury Elkanah, if I could say one thing, and I'll make it quick.
Okay.
We know we had a great happening in our midst because, as another one of our brothers put it, who was under Maury Elisha came along by Yahweh's will and his lead and gave us the seven everlasting covenants, which gives us the contract that shows us how to live for the rest of our lives if we only understand that Yah kept his word in raising amongst us a prophet. So praise be Yahweh, and thank you, my brother, for letting me share with you and give this praise to the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Yah. Love you, brother.
I love you, my brother, to the bone, to the marrow. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Well, praise the Holy One of Israel. Anytime that a servant of the Most High exalts Yahweh and his servant, the prophets, we praise Yah for that, because it's very rare to even know who a prophet of Yahweh is. A lot of people are not even spiritually able to recognize a servant or a prophet of the Most High. And, of course, Yahweh gave us a criterion, Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, of how you were going to know when he sent a prophet. And of course, the prophets knew they were prophets, and Elisha knew he was a prophet. So I praise Yahweh, and I praise him for this great day, because this is the first day of what we would have celebrated in our land, the Feast of Tabernacles. And I can't wait to go into the sanctuary of Elohim in a little bit over an hour, as a matter of fact, at the House of Israel of Atlanta at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this evening, 6 o'clock p.m., we're going to be holding a service, just getting together, not celebrating or calling it a Sabbath or anything like that, because we can't keep it. And we're going to go over laws and statutes and commandments to show that. And at the same time, we're going to allow our children to remember this time that Yah commanded us to build booths when we were out of Egypt from the house of bondage. So it's going to be a blessing. And in the meantime, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 10th chapter. And let's read furthermore before our time is up in about 7 minutes. What thus said Yahweh? And as a matter of fact, we have 7 minutes. If anyone else would like to call and have a question or a comment, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we will put you live on the air within the last 7 minutes that we have left. In the book of Isaiah, the 10th chapter, look what Yahweh said concerning this great remnant that we're speaking of today. It says in the 20th verse, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote him, but they shall stay." That means they shall rely upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. No more lies, no more deceits, no more putting another God beside him, no more putting another God on his other side, in front of him, behind him, and saying that I praying to God through his son, Christ. When Yahweh said, Israel, the whole nation, is my son. Exodus, the 4th chapter. Hosea, the 11th chapter. He said, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. The whole nation. Yah had sons and daughters. And the remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, or Jacob, unto the mighty Elohim. And I pray that my wife, my family, the congregation he allowed me to stand before, every voice of my people every listening ear of my people that's listening right now, that hear my voice, all of our ancestors that have passed, that feared Yahweh and kept his commandments, and those that did as good as they can with the little they knew, because Yahweh said he's going to judge us according to our ways and our doings, and that have passed. And all of my brothers and sisters whom Yah will choose, including myself, I pray unto Yahweh that we all be part of that great, small, righteous remnant. I pray that we be part of the saints of the Most High. But what is it going to take? Remember what I read to you. Yahweh said, the remnant shall not do iniquity. The remnant shall not speak lies. The remnant shall not have a deceitful tongue found in their mouth. They're not going to be taken up for lies and deceits. They're not going to be fooled by people, by preachers, by imams, by morays, by rabbis or rabbis, or none of these others that would lie and scheme and try to teach our people deceit. But they are going to stay upon Yahweh. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to keep his commandments. And they're going to be strong for the truth, even if they got to stand alone. Because you're really not alone when you stand for the truth of Yahweh. Because Yahweh is with you, and his angels will encamp round about you that fear him. Because it's something that you should know. Something that you should know, what Yahweh told us about those that are valiant for the truth. He told us that his eyes, I got to show you in the few minutes we have left. As a matter of fact, we only have a couple of minutes left. But I want you to see this. I want you to meditate on it. And please pray on it, because it's so important that you know this. And this is what it reads. Concerning in the book of 2 Chronicles. Let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles and let me show you this. Let's go to verse 9 of 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. It's so powerful. It's so wonderful. It says in the 9th verse of 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, "For the eyes of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." Hallelujah. Always remember that, Israel. Always remember that. And on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, and we want you to tune in. We're going to have services at 6 o'clock at the House of Israel. All you have to do is go on to www.houseofisraelatl.org. Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom. Hey, Yanni, am I going to eat before I go? I mean, it's time for us to go.
Yeah.
Am I going to eat before I go?
I don't know. What you asking me that for? Why are you asking me that,
Elf? Because I'm hungry.
It's up to you.
Yeah,